Let me take you into some stories that are flying slightly below the headlines, but have real implications for the technology community. First, Google shut down the Tenor GIF API on Tuesday, cutting off GIF search functionality across Discord, WhatsApp, X, and Blue Sky simultaneously. If you tried to send a GIF on any of those platforms Tuesday and found it broken, this is why. Google acquired Tenor in 2018, integrated it as the default GIF engine for much of the social web, and then quietly deprecated the API without. And this is the key detail, giving developers adequate migration time.
This is a recurring pattern with Google's developer relationships, Marcus. The company builds infrastructure that becomes load-bearing for third-party developers, then makes product decisions that break those dependencies. Discord, WhatsApp, and Blue Sky didn't choose to have broken GIF searches. They were downstream victims of a platform decision they had no control over. The developer community has a name for this: getting Googled. And it's one of the reasons there's persistent skepticism about building on Google's APIs versus building on more neutral infrastructure.
The Godot engine decision to ban AI-authored code contributions is getting significant attention in open source circles. Godot is one of the most important open source game engines, used by tens of thousands of independent developers worldwide. The maintainers formalized a ban after months of being overwhelmed with low-quality, AI-generated pull requests, code submissions that technically pass initial screening but are poorly documented, difficult to review, and often subtly broken in ways that only surface later.
This is a genuine dilemma for open-source communities. The barrier to generating code has dropped dramatically with AI tools, which means the volume of contributions goes up, but the signal-to-noise ratio in that contribution stream goes down. Maintainers, who are often unpaid volunteers, end up spending more of their limited time reviewing submissions that are technically plausible but fundamentally unserious. Godot's decision to ban AI-authored code is a practical defensive measure, not an ideological stance against AI.
The ESA, the Entertainment Software Association, the video game industry lobby, had its own embarrassing reversal this week. At a California Senate hearing on game preservation, an ESA representative claimed that private game servers, like Minecraft community servers, constituted piracy. The statement was legally inaccurate, factually dubious, and politically disastrous. The ESA walked it back almost immediately, but the damage to their credibility on game preservation legislation was real.
The underlying issue is genuinely important. When a game is discontinued and the official servers go offline, community-run servers are often the only way to continue playing it. The ESA's instinct to protect intellectual property in every context, including ones where the original publisher has abandoned the product, is exactly the kind of industry overreach that generates bipartisan pushback in state legislatures.
Google also began beta testing Gmail Live Voice Search, which integrates real-time voice input directly into email search and composition workflows. And the startup Acti launched an AI agent keyboard for iOS and Android that replaces your default keyboard with one that can execute tasks and workflows inside any text field, checking schedules, updating documents, querying databases, without switching apps. It's a genuinely different paradigm for how you interact with your phone if the execution is reliable.
The Pentagon, separately, is facing a federal court order for the second time, blocking its journalist escort policy. A federal judge called the requirement that reporters be escorted by military personnel when covering Defense Department activities likely unconstitutional. The First Amendment implications here connect to a broader pattern of the current administration attempting to manage press access to government operations through procedural mechanisms rather than outright bans.
And the $500 million no-bid contract for Trump's ballroom, that story is going to have legs. A secret contract of that scale, sole-sourced without competitive bidding, for construction at a venue associated with the president personally, raises procurement law questions that the Government Accountability Office and potentially congressional oversight committees will want to examine.